from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began almost 2 years ago, the virus has killed 38 people in our region. Number 38 is reported from the weekend by the Porcupine Health Unit. The provincial government says that across Ontario today, 2,983 patients are in hospital for COVID-19 treatment. 583 of them are in ICU. It's the fifth straight day that hospitalizations have dropped and the third consecutive day that ICU numbers have gone down. It's not a shortage of food or toilet paper that's preventing you from getting everything on your grocery list. Timmins Chamber of Commerce President Rob Knox says there are just fewer choices. A survey of local grocery stores shows the chamber that because of a worker shortage linked to the pandemic, not supply chain issues, manufacturers are concentrating more on their products that sell the most.
Kellogg's makes, let's say 50 brands of cereal, and they reduce their production to their top five sellers because of their own workforce issues back at their manufacturing plant.
Knox advises that there's no need to panic buy or hoard. The owner of a recycling business in Timmins is the January winner of the online 50-50 draw staged by the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. James Kramer has been buying tickets all along. He let out a sigh of relief when told he won $193,000. COVID-19 had put him at risk of losing his business. The injection of capital removes that risk and allows Kramer to continue his hobby of racing stock cars. Finally, this afternoon, earlier we reminded you of the gold medal win for skier Kathy Kreiner of Timmins at the 1976 Winter Olympics in Innsbruck, Austria. Picking up the story, Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman tells us that the victory in giant slalom was a big surprise to a lot of people.
Especially to Kathy, who had sent her clothing home already because she figured she was going home, so she sent all her good stuff home first.
Now with the gold medal presentation and other celebrations, Kreiner needed help with clothing. Her sister Lori lent her some boots, a trainer contributed some other clothes, and someone from the Olympic Committee gave her a blouse. Next Monday, the heroes welcome home awaiting our gold medal winning skier. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.